U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut says the federal budget deal signed into law this month includes $500 million to help police handle domestic violence. WSHU's Ebong Udama reports.
Blumenthal says the Violence Against Women Act has been reauthorized by the Democratic-controlled U.S. House, but is awaiting action in the Republican-controlled Senate. So it was a tough fight to get money in the budget appropriated.
This funding is significant because it represents a response to the cries for help that come every day to agencies in Connecticut that provide services and relief for victims and survivors of domestic violence.
Karen Jarmuck heads Connecticut Coalition Against Domestic Violence. She says her members receive about $18 million a year in federal support, and the additional federal dollars would be critical to help provide training for law enforcement who handle domestic violence cases.
Knowing that on average there are 17,000 family violence incidents in the state of Connecticut where law enforcement is the first on the scene to respond.
Jarmuck hopes the U.S. Senate will eventually pass the reauthorization of the 25-year-old Violence Against Women Act in 2020. Ebong Udama, WSH News.